nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Okay, so good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Despite the looks, this is an informal workshop. What we're doing is launching a new NSF program. So it consists of a team at Purdue, a team at Berkeley, and a team at MIT. And our colleagues from Berkeley are here today to help us get it all kicked off and launched. So despite the appearances, it's an informal meeting. It's intended to be a lot of give and take. We decided to label it a workshop, so to invite people who are formerly part of the program and people who might be interested in joining later on and people who are just interested in what's going on. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give a quick introduction, 15 or 20 minutes, to what NEADS is all about from my perspective. Some of you have seen it before, but it won't take very long. Then I'll turn the rest of the morning over to Professor Jaijeet Roy Chowdhury and two of the students that he's brought with, and we'll dive into to their part of the contribution. So I'm looking forward to the workshop. I hope you have a lot of questions and that afterwards you're ready to roll up your sleeves and develop compact models. So let me tell you what NEADS is all about before we dive into this. Okay, so we all know Moore's Law. This is my favorite way of plotting Moore's Law. You will appreciate what's happening when you plot it on a linear scale, not a logarithmic scale. So the number of transistors per chip continues to explode. This will happen for another 10 years or so, and we're creating just an enormously powerful digital CMOS platform that can do more and more things all the time. But then we have all kinds of other electronics. So we all carry around these cell phones that have an amazing amount of electronics inside them, not just digital electronics, but RF and various kinds of sensors and memory and everything else. And even more remarkable things are coming. This is an X Prize that's being offered, $10 million, if you can devise an instrument the size of your cell phone that'll diagnose most of the human ailments that you go to the doctor for regularly. So just lots of things that are coming, and they're all requiring more and more devices and a wider variety of devices, but they live on top of a powerful CMOS digital platform. So that was sort of the impetus for this program. So if you look back to the call for proposals that we responded to well over a year ago now, NSF was looking to create a program they called Nano-Engineered Electronic Device Simulation Node as part of the Network for Computational Nanotechnology. This is what they said that it was all about. But notice the emphasis now, as opposed to the first 10 or 15 years of the federal nanotechnology program, was very focused on physics and materials and devices. And now the belief is it's time to move up the food chain to circuits and systems and applications where these technologies will have the biggest impact. So the program is all about trying to integrate nano devices in real circuits and actual products. There was a very strong requirement of this call for proposals that everything be compatible with SPICE-like circuit simulation environments. They had very ambitious goals, like they're hoping that this will become the industry standard way to develop models for new devices. And everything from the outset needed to be open source and open content. That was a boundary condition for us. So we put together a proposal, and you know, we thought about it this way. We thought that, well, what was needed, first of all, is a lot more than just disseminating a bunch of compact models. One of the things we need that NEADS is charged to do is to make this very strong connection to the device and materials research community where these new ideas for devices are coming from. But to help enable the development of high quality models by doing more than just using Verilog A, but by developing a complete model development environment. And that's what the workshop is all about. And that's what our colleagues in Berkeley are focused on. And we're going to hear what their plans are, what the status is, and what it means for all of us. There's also a very strong educational mission to provide the educational resources that help people understand the physics and the materials and compact models and how you make use of all of these resources. And it's all embodied in the NanoHub web presence. So the vision of this whole program is very much this new era of electronics enabled by a wide variety of new devices. And we have a very specific mission given to us from NSF, and that's to provide the SPICE-compatible models for novel devices. And more importantly, we feel, is to create this environment that will help people create high-quality models. Okay, so these are the five goals, and I've pretty much described them. This is what NEEDS is all about, and we're very busy and in the process of launching the program. So let me just mention, there are lots of groups developing compact models. It's a very mature and sophisticated field. Experts have learned how to do this. You know, what's special about NEEDS? What's different? Why is a new program needed? So one of the things I say is our focus is very much on these new types of novel devices emerging from research in nanomaterials and nanodevices. It's also, we see this infrastructure as being a really critical part of the program. Nobody else is doing this, as far as we're aware. And we think this is going to have lasting impact on the field. The educational resources that support all of these activities, I think, are very special. And our mission to connect the physics and materials community to the circuits and systems community gives us a very special role. So that's what we're all about. If I were to show you the budget, you would say, well, this is very ambitious. You don't have a lot of money to do all of this. So one of the questions I get is, why are students and faculty so interested in being part of it? And I think a lot of the reason is that they realize that more and more our research is being driven by applications, the impact that our research will have on products, and we have to understand that better. So faculty and students that are involved in that kind of more fundamental work see an opportunity to learn how to develop models that designers can use and to participate in creating this infrastructure and these resources that our groups are going to be able to continue to use afterwards to support the work that we do. And we also see a connecting point to system designers who will have an opportunity to, they hear about the research activities in nanoscience, and they'll be able to come and get models that they can actually use. Okay, so I'm just going to race through these five goals. I don't want to go through this in detail. One goal is to develop compact models. We have a very small initial set of models that cover a range of different physics and technologies, but that will drive the work and sort of provide models and case studies and examples of how we're going to do this and help make the connection to the infrastructure that's being developed. Okay, the rest of the day is all about the infrastructure. So I won't go through this chart, but you're going to be hearing about this from Professor Roy Chowdhury and his students. This is a MATLAB and Octave-based environment that will help us develop models, test them, and incorporate them into SPICE simulators quickly. So this is what we're going to be hearing about today. And the educational resources, many of you have heard about NanoHub U, which is our initiative to provide education in nanoscience and technology to the community, and that's a key goal of NEEDS. So the emphasis here is at the senior undergraduate level, beginning grad students, working engineers, to try to give them the understanding that they need of the physics of these novel devices, but also of the circuits and systems and compact models that they need to understand. So this is the NanoHub website, and I think more and more of our educational activities are going to be focused on that website. Another goal is to make use of the infrastructure that the NanoHub gives us. So we'll deploy, and I think this is already live? We're going to be discussing this afternoon. You know, we'll have a website where you can come and download compact models that you can use yourself, make use of the model development platform that you're going to be hearing about for the rest of the day. There's some additional resources and things that help you and connect to the educational resources through NanoHub U. So we hope that this becomes a major resource for the nanoelectronics research community. And a very big goal for us is to work with a small team of people and to develop a small suite of models and an infrastructure and a set of practices and educational resources that will help others develop models, and then to develop a much bigger community of people who use these resources later. So we have a very small core needs team that we're ramping up with here in year one. We have a group of advisors that we're forming and partners that we'll work with closely. The initial set of partners will be very close. They may be collaborators at the three universities. But ultimately, we envision a much broader community of people coming and using the open source and open content resources that are available and developing their own models. All right. So we'll gradually build out over the first few years. All right. So, I may have gotten us back on schedule almost. So this is the basic idea for the day. I just gave you an introduction to what NEEDS is all about. I've asked Professor Roy Choudhury to begin the day by just talking a little bit generally about what is compact modeling all about. Many of us, I know, are much more familiar with the basic physics side of things. And he's going to give us a better appreciation for what a compact model is and what it needs to do, what Verilog A is, that is the standard model development environment, and I don't know what the third thing was. Who remembers that? What was that?
The third thing was NEEDS guidance for writing.
All right. So we'll do that. The schedule is flexible. You know, if there are questions or it goes a little longer, that's fine. This is an informal workshop. So first we have an overview of things. Then we have more of a discussion on guidelines for writing Verilog A models. So several of us are already starting writing models. I don't have any experience to speak of in Verilog A, but I'm told by Jaijeet that if you're not very careful, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. So we're going to try to describe some guidelines that will restrict us to using the features of Verilog A that are that will provide the least trouble down the road and give us the highest quality models. And then we have a break. If you're registered, stay for lunch. After lunch, we have very much, I think, an active demonstration of the platform in action. So for those of you that are actively developing compact models or that are looking to do it in the future, you'll want to stay and be part of that.